When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You back in your bag.
I'm back in my bag.
Stay in your bag. Stay in your bag.
You know you could fall out your bag, but you could get back in it, though, too.
Hey, y'all, what's up? So we on set of my new podcast called Carisha Please.
Woo-woo!
Carisha Please is my shit. It's
your
my
shit.
Show where we do things real, raw, and uncut. We ain't sugarcoating shit, and we get to all the smoke. So today's guest, we got the one and only Mr. Billionaire Dick Diddy.
You call me Billionaire Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one and only.
Yeah, the motherfucking one and only. What's up?
Before we get into the smoke, we gotta have a drink.
This interview is being brought to you by Deleon Tequila, owned by a black man. Goes down smooth. Now back to more Carisha Please.
Bartender, can I get a Carisha Please?
Okay. Frank Love. What's up, Frank? How are you, Mr. Frank? Doing great. Cheers. Goes down smooth. That's that Deleon.
You ready for the smoke?
Yeah, let's get to it.
What we calling you? Because I'm confused. Is we calling you Brother Love, Diddy, Sean, Combs?
Diddy.
What is it?
Diddy. We're going to simplify for everybody on this run right here. We're going to go with Diddy.
And that's final?
Yeah, that's final. But you could call me Love, though, too. Like, people that are, like, close to me call me Love.
But you're going by Diddy.
Yeah, but I'm going by Diddy.
I'm gonna call you Diddy.
Yeah, call me Diddy.
Okay.
All right.
So you just announced.
Is this your first time interviewing somebody?
Yes, it is my first time.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had to call Mr. Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy, what's up?
What's up? I'm here. I pulled up.
What's up, baby?
What's up?
Yeah.
Take me out to dinner.
So you just announced Love Records. We singing that?
Yeah. No, I mean.
Love, you know I can sing, right?
You can sing.
Mm-hmm. We're good.
Sing for me.
Love. Catch me later. Catch me. Catch
me later. I saw you on live singing.
I could
one
sing.
Time. Yeah.
You might want to pull it up.
Yeah.
You I might want to holler at me.
I heard you. But yeah, no, I think R&B. Don't you miss R&B?
I miss R&B.
Like R&B hasn't been around since it like got canceled or something. It just got off the radio and people stopped, buying it and treating it like, the part of African American culture that it is. So, I'm just doing what I love to do in R&B. That's my first love. My first record I produced was Come and Talk to Me, the Jodeci remix. And then, all the stuff, with Mary J. Blige and just my whole career, producing hip hop, but R&B is like my first love. And I just feel like that's what the world needs, And so Love Records is an all R&B label. Jazzy is our first artist. And we making that knock,
Yeah. So if you wanna, I can sing too, so you might wanna holler at your girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can go there.
Yeah, but we got a joint coming out. We got the Act Bad joint.
It's the Act Bad Summer.
Yeah.
Why you call it the City Girl? So let's talk about that.
Y'all the world's biggest female rap group.
So we acting bad.
Yeah, and y'all with the shits.
So
y'all
all the
shits, y'all with the smoke, y'all with acting bad. And acting bad is just having fun. Like, we have a good time. We act bad all the time.
So you heard him. If you a city girl, go get you a bad boy so you can act bad, because we acting bad all motherfucking summer. You heard?
We just enjoying life. Living our fucking best lives.
Best life.
The fucking best.
Me, you want to know what I do when I act bad? I do what the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what the fuck I want, say what I want. That's acting bad. Like,
that's why I fuck with you, too.
Yeah, I'm hanging out the window.
Yeah, you with the shit.
I'm twerking.
That's what the fuck I'm
doing. I'm doing the fuck
about.
I want.
Yeah, you living life.
Yeah, acting bad.
Yeah, acting bad. That's what's up.
So, you just did the Billboard Awards,
mm-hmm.
and you, fucked it up,
mm-hmm.
dripping,
mm-hmm.
saw you in your all red.
Yeah.
You had an all white.
I'm back in my bag.
So.
Movie.
The last time we saw you perform live was in 2015 at the BET Awards. So, mm-hmm. What's up? How you was feeling? You brought out Christian, your son, Tiana.
Yeah, Tiana, Jack Harlow, Bryson Tiller. It felt good to be back on the stage. You know, I look at myself like as a ringmaster, being able to put together shows and, have it be a collective performance and give people surprises. So I had a great time, and it really was like my welcome back to just being out here and entertaining and being off of, because I was hibernating for a minute, And so I had a great time, and I'm just happy to be back, just making music,
You back in your bag.
I'm back in my bag.
Stay in your bag.
You could fall out your bag, but you could get back in it though too.
We back.
I'm a living testimony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like eye contact.
Eye contact.
Yeah, take them off. So, how has fatherhood been since the passing of Kim Porter?
Fatherhood has been really, really real, because I was like a part-time father, Kim and Sarah and everybody had everything held down. And then, just losing Kim, it was just like I was a full-time father. My life is really going crazy right now. It's really, really real, Going from, just being on the road and stuff to actually having to raise three girls, and I've never been in this situation. And, I guess God gave me some karma, hit me three times. I got three girls turning 16.
How'd it make you feel?
I'm proud of my daughters. When I see my daughters, I just get so filled with pride. They're so beautiful and strong. They're really, really strong young women, and they have their own opinions, and they have their own points of views, and they have their own dreams, and it's just really beautiful to see. And it's clear why women run the world, when I'm around them.
So I felt like that's something me and you got in common. I lost my baby father, and I felt I never really got a chance to grieve about it, because I was working. Mm-hmm. So I never got a chance to express how I felt. Or I really never really went through the emotion. So when it did hit me, I was just fucked up. It hit me at a bad time. It had me really depressed, and I ain't know how to handle it. And I went through therapy, and I felt that didn't work, because I'm talking to somebody that don't know nothing about me, and they trying to tell me how to feel. How did you, what was your grieving process? What was something you did?
I cried for 3 months straight. I would just be walking around crying.
Me too.
And just all the time. And it just hurt so bad, And I just I was just not moving. I had isolated myself, And it was rough, It was rough. I really could not control crying. I would be anywhere, and just any memory would just get me and really break me down. And, but as time went on and, I had to deal with the reality and, really prayer and God and talking to God is what really, got me through it. And I had a wonderful life in time with Kim, And I have beautiful kids, and I'm just the luckiest man in the world, to even have had the experience to have her in my life, So, yes, it's a daily thing though, but I'm back up on my feet, and I'm ready to love again.
Period. That's a shot. Shot o'clock. Bartender. Let me get a shot of DeLeon Reposado. Owned by Diddy.
Shit. I need a shot.
Can you tell me about this DeLeon tequila?
Yeah. I always loved tequila. And always had a dream of just having my own tequila. So when I did Ciroc, when I did the deal with them, I was if I knock this Ciroc out the park, I need to get this tequila off. And so, you know, Ciroc is number one now, and, you know, we got the smoothest tequila in the game.
So me and you do something on Fridays. It's called Fuck It Fridays.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Fuck It Friday. Cheers. Cheers to Carisha, please.
That's my love.
Fuck It Friday. We got to make that into a song.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah, now Fuck It Friday is about mental health. You know what I'm saying?
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
It's so much pressure, so much stuff going on in the world right now. And that self-love is important. And as I was saying earlier, you know, I went through this healing journey. And I had to start to let things go. You know, I had to just really, like, protect my mind. And, you know, I think it's important for everybody. Like, at the end of the week, it's just so much going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so Fucking Friday is like that time, like after you finish work, and it's just like, that's you time. I look forward to like to the commercials and also taking you to Mexico, you know.
We going to Mexico?
Yeah, to Mexico and really just learn about tequila, you know. Take you to the agave fields and.
Okay, when we going?
We going soon.
I want to go tomorrow.
We supposed to go.
I want to go tomorrow.
We're going to go tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go tomorrow though. But we're gonna go. We're gonna set up a trip. We're gonna do it. We're gonna take a couple of people and we're gonna go out there and do a tequila tasting, Deleon, and you know what I'm saying? Really, so when you're out there talking about it, you'll know. I mean, tequila is sexy as a motherfucker. Go to Mexico City, turn up, act bad.
Bad. So I'm gonna call you Love for this question.
Okay. Call me Love.
Do you like making love or fucking?
Making love. I don't like to be fighting and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely more sensual.
You don't like quickies and all that.
Nah.
You like to make love. I like
marathon sex.
Ooh. Period.
That sound real fun. Try to see what that's about. Now, man. So, how did you feel when you heard Rap Freak?
Rap Freaks?
And I was like, dude, let me put it on your face like the roaches.
First of all, I was mad at you because like that was a real traumatic story. like I was traumatized from those roaches. And it's when I heard it first, I was just like, man, she just went and just didn't know how that really traumatized me. And I remember calling you. I was like, you know, like the roaches thing was a traumatic situation for me. And you was just laughing. And I was like, you know, the Venus Noches, though, I was like, you must be talking about you. you got to be talking about yourself because you ain't putting nothing to sleep over here, baby girl. We on Carisha, please. You better get to telling the truth.
It's like real. It's not but the truth. But I be tired. I work a lot. So, you know, I'm a hard working woman. So yeah. Sometimes I be like a little tired. Do you go Venus Noches? Like, are you getting put to sleep? Ever?
Have you ever seen me get put to sleep?
That's a different story for a different time. So you ready to get in the smoke?
Yeah, let's get to the smoke.
What's up? You ready?
Yeah, let's smoke it up.
So when you woke up and we were trending, like, what's up? How you felt about that? What it was about?
I mean, it was messy. You know what I'm saying? It was messy and I just, you know, it's one of those days, you know? And so had to polish things up, had to press the reset button,
mm-hmm.
Boom, and keep it moving. So I'm not trying to get messy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to just live my life and have a good time and stay out the way, but do whatever the fuck I want to do.
Okay, so you acting bad.
Acting all the way bad.
So what the fuck you got going on? What's your mean? Like? What's your relationship status? You missed the at bat.
I'm single, you know. I'm single, but I'm dating. I'm just taking my time with life.
Okay. So what we is?
We date. We dating. We go have dates. And we friends.
Okay.
We go to exotic locations. We have great times. We go to strip clubs, church.
Church.
I'm gonna take you to church.
I love that.
Yeah.
So, like, what you like about me? Because people be like, she ain't his type. He wouldn't talk to her. So, what is it about me that you like about me? Like, why are you fucking with a city girl?
I mean, because you're authentic. You know? You're like one of the realest people I ever met. You know what I'm saying? And you're authentically yourself. And you're a great mother. And, you know, a great friend. You just have a good time. You know?
Is that fun? Time.
Yeah, you the funnest. You the funnest. Young Miami. Woo! But then also then you Carisha. And then so, you know.
So who Carisha is?
Carisha, I get advice from Carisha. You know what I'm saying? Carisha tell me like, yo, don't be in your head. And, you know, you're just a good friend. Everybody that's a friend of yours will tell you like that you're a great friend.
Do you consider yourself toxic? Because you call yourself love. So do you consider yourself toxic? Like, would you say you toxic?
Yeah, I would say that it gets toxic. I'm not trying to be toxic, though.
But are you toxic?
Yeah. I think like at times, but I'm not trying to like give that, you know.
So, like, what was our first date? And can you talk about how we met?
Wow. What? Our first date, I was supposed to take you surfing.
I remember that. It was after the BET Awards.
Yeah.
And I ain't come.
Nah.
I was like, I can't go surfing with my wig. I was not about to mess up my wig and it was flying. Hell nah. Yeah. I was like, nope.
And then we went to Love Island.
Love Island was lit.
Yeah.
That's my favorite island. I want to go back.
Yeah.
You can take me back.
I'll take you back.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Love that. Are you a cheater?
No, I used to be a cheater. I'm not a cheater no more.
Used to be.
I'm a truth teller now.
You're an honest man.
Honest. I'm going to give it to you honest. I ain't trying to be lying, ducking, hiding, hurting nobody's feelings. None of that.
I feel like you single while we go together. So how would you feel if I be telling people that I'm single because we go together? I'm not laughing.
Yeah. Hold on.
It ain't no hold on.
We go together now?
Real bad. Okay.
Whatever you say.
I like that.
What's the difference between Young Miami and Carisha? Do people ask you that all the time?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because people know Carisha, but they just think, they just replace Carisha from Young Miami, but they don't know it's two different people.
Okay. So it's two different people.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Hell yeah.
Tell me about
which
that.
One you feel like you know? You feel like you
I
know?
I feel like I know Carisha and Young Miami. And I don't really know Young Miami as much as I know Carisha.
Okay.
But tell me the difference. I want to hear the difference from you.
Carisha is very always home. My kids, funny on, ugly as fuck, big t-shirt. You call me my bunny on, I'm just like stressed the fuck out. My kids yelling Coco Melon. I'm aggravated. You're Miami. I'm at the bed. I'm on the couch twerking. I'm taking shots. I'm out. My kids gone. I'm outside.
I'm
at the bed. So that's the difference between Young Miami and Carisha. Yeah. Like, Young Miami, I'm like real, I won't say boring, but I'm like old lady in the house, kids watching Lifetime, trying to figure out, you know, Lifetime, Dateline. He play with me, how I'm gonna get away? Nah. So that's the difference between Young Miami and Carisha. So we gonna play this or that.
Okay.
Missionary or doggy style?
Missionary. I like to look in the eyes. I like eye contact. I'm very passionate.
Panties or a thong?
Thong.
Chinese food or American? You can't think. You gotta just say it.
American.
Okay.
But I know you like Chinese food, so I was just like, you know.
I like Chinese food. I like collard greens, macaroni and cheese, pitcher peas and rice.
You don't like Chinese food?
Chicken lo mein, I think that's what it's called. Shrimp fried rice, egg rolls, not a fan of it.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite food?
I feel like, you know, I want to be classy. I like sushi.
You like sushi?
Raw food. Yeah. You know how, like, you go out to eat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say this. You go out to eat with a man, he take you to a 5-star restaurant, you don't know what to order.
Yeah.
So normally you order like a surf and turf.
Yeah.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I want you to know that, like, yeah, I want Yellowtail.
Yeah, Yellowtail sushi.
And I'm going to eat my chopsticks.
Yeah.
Real classies.
That's right. Be you, ma. That's all you got to do.
You like nasty or classy?
I'll take nasty over classy. I ain't even gonna lie. I'd rather not be bored, you know what I'm saying? we can go get some classy classes or some shit like that, but you know, I ain't the classiest myself at times, you know what I'm saying? I just like being real. That's it. That's the vibe. That's the frequency. So whenever we hang out, we have a good time, because we just like being ourselves. And you, when you said, like, you know, it's hard for people to believe, like, our friendship, I don't understand it, because I'm like, you like to have a good time, I like to have a good time.
You like your Miami or Carisha? If you had to pick, which one you like?
Carisha? Mm-hmm. Carisha, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I really know you as the person, you know what I'm saying? I'm to be honest, like, the, you know, I mean, I knew you before, you know, as Young Miami, but when you introduced yourself to me, you said Carisha, and then, so I've known you more like that. I mean, my first show that I saw you at was Coachella, you know?
You made me nervous. You was right there in front rapping all my songs. I'm like, how the fuck you know that song?
The support, you know?
So, the people wanna know.
Yeah, also, it's what they wanna know.
Are you 100K poppy?
Yes, that's me.
Okay.
That's me.
You dropping 100K?
250.
On a shopper's friend?
250.
Oh, getting your bag, staying your bag.
I ain't getting your bag. You know what it is?
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I ain't got no time to be cheap. You feel me?
So you not cheap?
No.
You like spending money?
Hey, I'm like just living my best life, and anything around me, I want it to flourish and live its best life too. So I'm just in a good mood. You know how when you just, hey, big spender. You know what I'm saying? It's Christmas. Let's have a good time with this life.
So it's everyday Christmas when you with Diddy?
Yeah.
Because that's something I always wondered.
I mean, I wouldn't say Christmas. Every day is, I'm trying to make it the best day for everybody around me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying my best.
What do you love the most about women? Favorite
just a
body
woman's,
part?
Just a woman's soul, you know? It's nothing like being around some feminine energy. Just a woman's soul, her eyes. But my favorite thing about a woman is her eyes. You know, you have some real pretty black eyes. I tell you, like, you look like your daughter. Your daughter's eyes is just like, you just, like, black pools, you know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, what's going on with you? What's your status? You?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm dating.
You dating?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm having fun, you know, I'm just living my best life, doing what the fuck I want.
Yeah. You know, it's good. It's good to do that sometimes.
I'm an entanglement. I feel like I'm like on my jail shit. I'm kind of like an entanglement. I'm just having fun. I'm just acting bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you laughing, you know what I'm saying? As long as you smiling, as long as you having a good time, you know, that's what it's about.
Why you never got married?
Just wasn't ready. Just didn't want to do it. Never had a desire to get married. You know what I'm saying? And just when I was growing up, my father got killed when I was young, when I was 2. Then my mother, she just like never wanted to have men around. You know what I'm saying? It was something like during that time, having like men around your children. And so I never really saw a relationship like that. I was just raised around women. And so I never really had those aspirations. So I know it was like the dream. It's every woman's and every person's dream. I mean, a lot of people's dream. And it just, for me, I just wasn't really about that life.
Yeah, because people feel like you got to be married. I don't have a desire to be married.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be happy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be married because when it's time for me to get the fuck on, I want to go. I'm packing my shit and I'm leaving. I don't want to be nobody's wife, ex-wife. I don't even know you. Bye. So I don't have a desire to be married either.
Yeah.
Do you want more kids? Cause I like.
Yeah. I definitely gonna have more kids.
I want I want twins. So that's why I was throwing it out that you want more kids. Cause I wanted a set of twins and I know they weren't.
But you said
they running your family.
You said you ain't want to have no more kids when we was talking.
Yeah, but I want some twins now. I changed my mind.
Oh, you changed your mind?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I know they like running your family, so I'm just throwing it out.
Hey, yo, you know you a mean manifesto with that 11-11. Yeah, slow down, girl.
God, please.
Yeah, I want to definitely have more kids, especially now when my girl's getting older. I need, like, I've definitely been having baby fever like crazy. Like, whoo.
Would you want a boy or girl?
It wouldn't even matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Just to be healthy, to be able to have a chance to do it again with all that I learned now, you know what I'm saying? I see it in my future. I definitely see it in my future.
What's the craziest thing you done for love? Because I done did some things.
The craziest thing I've done for love? I remember I had broke up with my girlfriend in college at Howard University, and her parents just didn't want her with me. It was like, yo, he's a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? And so they took her out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't find her. She like, they changed the number on me. They was really not trying to have their daughter fuck with Puff Daddy. And I love this girl. This girl's name was Robin. And I had stopped going to Howard,
mm-hmm.
but I heard she returned to Howard because they let her go because I wasn't going to Howard.
And you went back.
I ran to the train station. I'm talking about like hurting just fools. She ran to the train station, got on the train, DC, ain't even have no money to just hiding, just trying to hide in the train and just trying to get to DC. And then I'm like looking all over for her. And she opens up the door and then she like lets me know like, you know, it was over. And it was like, man, I was like, I felt like I was out of a movie, you know, like running for my love. You know, I'm fighting for my love. I'm taking the train. Man, I got so smashed up. I remember walking around the track across from the dorm, just crying, just like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that deep, like, oh, God.
Oh, no. So you
know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I love hard. I love hard. You know what I'm saying? My new single is about that. You know, that's how I got through my last breakup.
Gotta move on.
Gotta move on, you know. Join with Bryson Tiller.
That's one of my favorite songs.
It's hard for me to move on.
Why? You know? Why was it so hard?
Man. Cause I just didn't want to let her go. You know what I'm saying? What's the craziest thing you've ever done for love?
Craziest thing I ever done for love? I don't do
Would
that.
You do what I did? What I talked about? Just, you heard what I'm saying? You gonna run like to the...
For the dick of my hang off the airplane. I'm gonna be at your mama house, anybody house. You gonna love me. We ain't done until I say we done. I don't give a fuck. The craziest thing I did, I done did some shit.
Tell me.
At your mama house with a bad tunnel, come outside. Oh, let me see what's the craziest
what's
thing
the
I ever did.
Tell me.
The craziest thing I ever did for love was he was drunk. I went through his phone, found him cheating, packed up all my shit, moved out my house just to go back. Like, I went back and was crying, like, on the hood of his car, like, bitch, didn't you leave? But I had to think about it, like, where am I go? That was the craziest shit because I just packed up my whole house.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I ain't even my man. I got to go back. I'm like, hang on the hood of the car. Like, you got me fucked up. Where you going? He was like, girl, your ass crazy. Like, you packed up. You left me. Why you back? So I think that was crazy as fuck to pack up my shit, go back, and now I'm hanging off the hood of your car because you ain't even calling me no more. I'm like, nigga, you got to come back. Listen, where you going? I want you to chase me.
Yeah.
You can't move on until I say we done. That's how I operate.
Yeah.
You might want to.
Yeah, yeah, my situation, I ain't had no choice. It was like, he was married and had a baby.
What's poppin', guys? It's JG here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Blowin' Smoke podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of the biggest names in your favorite industries. And all that brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
I had to move on.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. You was hanging off the hood of a car?
I hang off yours. Hell yeah, where you going? I'm going with you. Security let me in the gate.
Oh, you got a different type of love. What kind of love is that?
I'm gonna pull up on them jet skis at your house. Let them not let me in the gate. Knock, knock. Hi. It's me, Carisha. Nice to meet you. Can I talk to you? You want to join the conversation? Why are you not answering my calls? That's how I am. That's how I bring my smoke.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm getting, like, I got to bring it to your front, though. That's how I operate.
Hey, you got that aggressive love. Got that scared nigga love. So tell me about the plans for the show. What is Carisha Please going to be about?
Carisha Please, it's going to be more of like a lifestyle podcast. We just going to talk about everything, like real life topics, you know, love. It's just like a conversation. I want to bring a lot of people in. I think I want to do T.D. Jakes.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like this new generation need it. We need some healing.
Yeah. I'm going to take you to the church one day.
I love that.
Real. No, that's one thing. That word is so important, having God in your life. It's so, so important, you know? And we happy to have him on Revolt. Now we got you. But, you know, them sermons that I sent you, I know I'll always be sending you sermons. It's just, you know, I just wish everybody could get a chance to, you know, get that uplifting word every week, you know?
That's one thing I love about our friendship is that we connect through God. Like, we put God first. Like, you always send me, like, you sent me something about inflection point.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and it was like, it was crazy. The time that you sent it to me was like, I was going through everything he was speaking about.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's like one of my favorite things about our friendship. It's like, God. Yeah. Church.
That's what's up.
I ain't never have a nigga take me to church.
I would take you to church. I would take you to church.
That's a grown man right there.
We got up over here, filled with the spirit. That's the new frequency. you know. Mm-hmm. Where you at? Where, I mean, where you at with love? Are you still believe in love? Since you like after going through, you know, things like, that you're going through.
I feel like for me, I'm still young, so I'm not really focused on love because uh-huh. love is like a distraction.
Yeah.
And like I love hard too.
Yeah.
So it's like right now I just really want to focus on my career.
Yeah.
And I want to have fun. That's why I'm just dating mm-hmm. because it's like when I'm in love, they kind of just be like my focus. It's a lot. Like you got to yeah. put another person, you know, feelings first and
yeah.
you got to compromise. And it's like certain stuff that I might have to do with work, a person might not agree on.
Yeah.
And I got kids to feed. So I feel like love will come, you know, later yeah. on down, like down the line for me. So do I still believe in love? Kind of, sort of, but niggas ain't shit.
I hear that. Well, shit, it's been great. It's been great. Queen on Carisha, please. And yeah, I can't wait till we drop that record. I can't wait till y'all hear the record, Act Bad.
You took me off the song.
No, I didn't take you off the song. we gotta get back in there and just get those verses just right, you know. When is your album gonna be done?
Our album is coming out the end of July.
Okay.
So it's about to be a city girl summer.
Okay.
And you already know. You about to fuck this summer up.
You about to fuck this shit up.
Yeah, I love to be in the studio with you, you know, like as a producer and just, that's gonna be like one of my like highlights of my career, like getting in the studio with Diddy and, you know, doing a record with you and having you produce it and being in the studio recording it.
Yeah, we got a bona fide banger. We got a bona fide banger and also got a hit show. So that's what we doing. We going up. We getting money. What's up with us? We getting money.
Yeah, we getting money over here.
Yeah,
that's
what we doing. So yeah, thanks for having me be the first guest. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The more you do it, you know, just the better you gonna get. You know what I'm saying? What you trying to do with the platform though, too? You know, like is you trying to speak to women? Are you just talking about lifestyle?
I'm trying to be the voice. I'm trying to do everything. Like, it's no limits with me.
Yeah.
You know, I can take you to church.
Yeah.
I can take you to the club.
Yeah.
Take you in the bedroom.
Ooh.
I can do it all. I'm a, you know, check all trades. So I'm trying to just take it everywhere.
Okay.
The sky's the limit for me.
Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Carisha, please.
Period.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.